you ever overhear something that you were not supposed to and it freaked you out? What was it? 1-800-330-9999. On my return flight, we were flying out of Chicago. My flight was delayed 5 hours, right? It was awful. It was 12:45 in the morning. I thought for sure the flight was going to get canceled. I just wanted to get home to my babies. They finally get us on this flight. They had to switch planes and all this stuff. We're sitting down. We're buckled in. And all of a sudden, because I'm close to the front, I hear the mechanic like kind of talking into the pilot and the flight crew, Raven. And I hear him say, "This plane never should be used. I don't understand why they're flying this plane tonight." And I was like, "Huh?" And I looked back because I heard a lady behind me go, "What?" And I looked at her and she goes, "Let's just be quiet because we're going home." And I was like, "All right, I'll roll those dice all day." I'm like, "They're not going to put us on a flight that's not safe." But how creepy is that?
As she kissed her rosary beads. I love it.
It was one of those strange moments when you're like, "Was I supposed to hear that? I don't think I was supposed to hear that."
Yeah, I mean, there's always times that you'll come across something that you weren't supposed to know. I've overheard a groomsman at a wedding talking about their involvement with somebody in the other part of the wedding party that wasn't their wife.
Oh, gosh, it's so icky.
Yeah, and when you're throwing the party for them, you got to spend the rest of the day with them thinking everything's great. It's not.
Mark, what did you overhear?
At one of my previous jobs, I was working, and the way the office setup was laid out, my office was right next to the CFO's office. And I heard the conversation that he was talking about doing a massive layoff in the company. And unfortunately, I knew that I was one of the people that he was going to be laying off. So I knew about it right as it happened.
What do you do with that situation?
Well, I told you one of the places that I worked for a very long time, I found out that the company was being sold from my wife's friend who ran a cleaning business. And one of their customers was an engineer. And so knowing the type of music that she was into, not even knowing her personal relationships, they were talking to her about the fact that they had to switch the satellite equipment for that radio station that day. They were waiting on a call for the sale to go through. That's how I found out. That's how I told my bosses. That's how we all found out.
And then you all got fired?
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 days later. Just because you find out first doesn't change the outcome.
Right.
That's it.
So what did you do? Nothing?
There's no real... No, there. I thought about, like, what was I really going to do? Like, he already made the decision.
I would leave work early.
Did you tell anybody? that would be the, to me, did you let anybody know, or did you just leave and then go home and, like, lay it out for your lady?
No, I just got up and left, went and talked to my spouse about it, clocked out for the day.
Yeah.
They're going to find out when they find out. No reason to bum out everyone's day immediately.
Right.
You never know what the offer will be or if something's coming too, so you don't want them to throw you out as if you were the one who blew the whole thing up.
That
in my
awesome
case,
true.
I didn't care.
Awesome.
What did you overhear that you were not supposed to? 1-800-330-9999. Do you ever overhear something that you know you weren't supposed to hear? 1-800-330-9999. I was on a flight, and I overheard the mechanic telling the pilot that the plane should not have been used and they should not have used it for the flight this late at night.
Great.
Nope. I kept my big mouth shut. I wanted to go home. I was tired of being delayed. Kayla, what did you overhear?
Well, a couple years ago, I heard my boyfriend, he's my husband now, my boyfriend at the time, talking on the phone to the jeweler about designing my engagement ring. So kind of spoiled that surprise.
Yeah, that's that old breaking into mom and dad's closet before Christmas thing, too, right?
Yeah, but if she overheard it, she wasn't looking for it. She just overheard it.
So she doesn't have to feel guilty, but she still knows the surprise is blown.
Oh, but it's even worse then because, like, the anticipation, sometimes it could take months after, like, the ring to actually make it happen. How long afterwards did he actually propose? Or did you tell him that you overheard it?
No, I played it off because I was already upset that I ruined the surprise by hearing it. So I just played it off. It was about... Four and a half months.
Oh my gosh, that's a long time to hold that.
And every time you have an argument, you wonder whether or not it's still going to happen.
If he changed his mind.
I'm telling you. I know. With me, I was just on the floor in the closet poking a hole in a gift wrapped thing. And then I'd see it. I'd be like, is that Atari? Is it? Then you try and put a piece of tape over the corner. They know.
Aaron, what did you overhear?
So my wife and I were at dinner the other day. And I literally heard our waiter say to another waiter, Yeah, that guy that ordered the pork chop, this thing is like 6 days old. That's what I ordered. Yeah.
That's terrifying.
So what do? Do you change your order or do you eat the pork chop?
What happened? If I'm the pork chop guy, there's no way. You got to change the order. Were you the pork chop guy?
Yeah.
Did you cancel the pork chop?
We canceled the dinner. We left.
Oh, wow.
Yeah?
I don't know if I would have the guts to walk out, though.
But I mean, guts? What do you mean?
I don't know. I would feel funny. I would just order something else. I'd be like, you know what? Instead, I'll have anything that's not 6 days old.
Right, yeah. Right. But I mean, again, they're going to tell you, oh, no, of course, everything's so fresh here. I'd tell you, I'd be a little bit suspect after that. Yeah, that's a terrible thing to hear. And whenever I walk into a restaurant, too, I'm starving. Mm. So now I'm just angry. Now that I've got to leave, I'm upset.
I'm always cautious of the fish special. How many days has a fish been on special, mm-hmm. you know?
Right, right.
Lily, what did you overhear?
So I was at a dinner with my husband at a really nice restaurant, and my husband was eavesdropping to the table next to us, and there were like a bunch of stockbrokers, and he actually picked up some really good stock tips and applied them, and he made a lot of money.
Really? It's my dream come true.
Yeah. I always miss the boat on that. The stock tips, the financial movements. You know, my Dogecoin. I'm still holding out hope there, Anna.
Oh, you're never going to make any money on the Dogecoin. Never.
It doesn't look good.
The biggest mistake we ever made was that we could have had Facebook when it first went up for sale. And we had a friend that was selling it, and it was selling it for so cheap. But there was a minimum buy-in of $10,000. Mm. And it was a lot of money for us at that time. And I said to Paul, I was like, I don't know. I don't know about gambling that much money. We had just had the baby and all this stuff. And I look back now, and it was the stupidest thing we've ever done in our entire lives, was turn that down and not
this
do
is,
it.
This is ridiculous. What, all just so we could put up photos? Who's going to look at this thing? Mm. Nah, save our money.
Yeah.
No. Definitely just play the electric on time this month.
Yeah.
That's a better bet. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Does it make you sick now to think about it?
I mean, what are you going to do? You make decisions in your life. What are you going to do?